At the start of each extract, you will hear this sound. You will hear each extract once. Choose the best answer, A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. Extract 1.
The annual boat parade here on Mohawk Lake started 8 years ago and seemed to be getting more popular every year. And now we learn that it's been canceled. Why?
Well, I'll tell you. Last year, a woman slipped and fell off one of the boats. She's suing the city for $500,000. And another reason, some owners refuse to move their boats to allow the parade to pass. And they're within their rights. We can't force them.
Extract 2.
Mr. Donahue, we've been hearing two names mentioned as possible goalkeepers next year for the Gliders, Robin Helms and Steve Tarriga. More recently, we've heard that you're close to signing Helms. Do you know anything definitely?
The answer is emphatically that no decision will be made until next week. Any other report or speculation would be false or premature.
Extract 3.
My first rock climbing lessons were with men who could just pull themselves up using pure strength, so I was self-conscious and felt like a poor climber. A few years later, I had the opportunity to do a lot of climbing with other women, and I learned a lot, like how to use your body to its best advantage. Muscles aren't everything. Now it doesn't matter who I climb with.
Extract 4.
I see someone's fixing up the old Orpheus Theater. That place hasn't been used in 30 years.
Yeah, I heard two guys from Chicago bought it. I hope they have lots of money. It needs a lot of work.
Yes, it does. It'll be worth it, though. It's a beautiful old building. Did you know that Louis Armstrong got his start there?
Extract 5.
After I lost to Mary Smith in Wimbledon, I wasn't a pleasant person to be around. Now, looking back, I realize that. I felt I had disappointed a lot of people, and I had a lot of other things on my mind. That wasn't me out there.
These other things you mention, what sorts of things?
Well, personal things, really. Nothing I'd like to talk about.
Extract 6.
I'm from a small town. Basically, I joined the military because I wanted to get out. Sure, I missed the place a bit. Good times we had on Friday nights. My friends. They're still living with their parents, working on the farm. I suppose I could have done something like that, too. My parents would have been quite happy. But you see, I don't want to get old and then wish I'd tried something else. Every once in a while, you've got to do something hard, something you're not comfortable with.
Extract 7.
We in Australia make wines that are both good and affordable. The best-selling wine in the country, Rosemont Chardonnay, has been on the international list of favorite wines for 11 consecutive years and has been praised in nearly every major wine magazine.
That's right. My guess is that only about 10% of the wine that reviewers write about is drunk by large numbers of people. What is special about Australian wines is that they are both written about and drunk.
Extract 8.
What should we do with these orange peels?
Well, you can do as you like. Personally, I don't mind leaving an orange peel in the forest. Paper, bottles, plastic bags, that sort of thing, I would always put in a trash can, but anything organic is okay in my book. Who knows? Might even feed some hungry animal.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe I'll bury it under some leaves, though.
Extract 9.
Miss Davis, what goes into the preparation of your novels?
A lot. Before I wrote The Murder Shop, I spent 6 months studying methods of criminology, fingerprinting, for example. And I don't start writing until I have the whole story in my mind, all the characters, all their motivations. Everything is logical.
Who are your own favorite mystery writers?
No one really. What's described by most writers couldn't possibly work in real life.
Extract 10.
Mr. Primus, how do you cope with the trauma of war, all the death and destruction?
I do it by living two very different lives, one consumed with training and fighting, the other immersed in my family. Two different on-off switches. I'm dedicated to my job, but there has to be a time to turn that off.
Is it really as easy as flipping a switch?
Well, no, of course not. But one thing I don't do is discuss work and war when I leave the base.
Extract 11.
Harry Park, you run a travel company which organizes adventure holidays in some difficult places. How did you first become interested in adventure travel?
Well, my father worked in an insurance company once he had a family, but before that he'd spent several years travelling the world, and he never stopped telling us about it. Mm-hmm. His stories were much more exciting than the books I read, and they made me want to travel and have adventures of my own.
And what made you decide to start an adventure travel company?
Well, when I was in my 20s, I travelled a lot in different countries. I went exploring and climbing in mountains and deserts. I wanted to show other people how wonderful these things were. The business has been very successful, but when I started it, I didn't know if I'd make any money.
Mm.
Extract 12.
When I was younger, I never wanted to be a potter. You see, my mother was a very successful one, and I used to watch her in her studio. I could admire the way she created beautiful things from lumps of clay, but I just remember thinking, how on earth could I ever hope to reach that standard? I was more into playing music with my friends. We had grand ideas about forming a band, but you know, that was something we never got around to doing. I was 40 years old with my own computer company that I'd set up when I left school, and I was feeling a bit, you know, stuck. And I kind of reasoned with myself that the artistic side of me had been buried for quite long enough. My mother suggested pottery evening classes and came up with a whole load of ways they'd benefit me. I guess I had my doubts about whether doing it once a week in the evening would be satisfying.
Extract 13.
If there is one natural feature which has long fascinated man, it is caves, those natural underground spaces into which people can enter. No known cave in the world can exist without it being extensively explored. Whether it be in remote areas, such as the Clearwater Cave in Borneo, or immensely long and difficult, such as Mammoth Cave in America. Or perhaps the most challenging, those caves below the water table, full with water, in which case the exploration is known as cave diving. Whatever the case, if the caves are known, as complex and difficult as they usually are, they will be explored. The formal name for the study of caves is speleology, and involves many disciplines, such as chemistry, geology, biology, and cartography, or the science of making accurate maps, since the largest caves can be hundreds of kilometres long and highly complicated. If the exploration is just for fun, the activity is known as caving. But with the difficulties and dangers involved, the average caver is often involved with one of these speleological sciences.
This is the end of the listening test.